Did you know you are in debt? We're not talking about what you owe on your house or on your car. We're talking about another kind of debt that every believer has, whether we know it or not. We'll talk about it today, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Shalom, and welcome to Messianic Perspectives, a daily program where we look into the scriptures from a distinctive first century Jewish point of view. This is Liz Aiello. Today, Dr. Gary Hedrick is leading our discussion of our debt to the Jewish people. If you have your Bible handy, we invite you to turn to Romans chapter 9 and follow along. I'll be back at the close of the program to tell you about our special offer. And now, with today's installment, here's Gary Hedrick.
All right, thank you and welcome, listening friend, to another edition of Messianic Perspectives. It's good to have you with us today as we continue this series of studies on our debt to the Jewish people. And we said last time that our text is found in Romans chapter 9, beginning in verse 1, and this is where Paul says, "I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost." Verse 2, "that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertain the adoption, and the glory, and the covenants, and the giving of the law, and the service of God, and the promises." Verse 5, "whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen." That's Romans chapter 9, verses 1 through 5. And what a remarkable passage of Scripture this is. It shows how indebted we are to the Jewish people. And what better way to pay that debt than to be faithful in taking the gospel to the Jewish people. You might say they gave us the gospel first. They gave us the covenants. They gave us the Bible. They gave us the promises. All of these things came down to us through the Jewish people. They even gave us the Messiah, Jesus Christ. So in a very real sense, they gave us the gospel. And now we repay that debt by giving the gospel back to them. And that's what we're all about here at the Christian Jew Foundation. Our ministry is devoted to taking the gospel to the Jewish people all over the world, in North America, South America, England, France, the former Soviet Union, South Africa, and of course, Israel. We're taking the gospel to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. You see, we believe the biblical mandate is that the gospel should go to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. In the first chapter of the book of Romans, Paul says it like this. He says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Romans 1:16. So then the question is, why? Why does God say the gospel is to go to the Jew first? Why the priority on reaching the Jewish people with the gospel? Well, we said it's not because Jewish people are more important than Gentiles. It's not because it's more of a mitzvah to win a Jewish person than it is to win a non-Jewish person. Because the Bible teaches that Jewish people and non-Jewish people are all equally precious in God's sight. John 3:16 says, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life." God so loved the world. It doesn't say he just loved Jewish people, or Asians, or Anglos, or Hispanics, or African Americans. It says he loved the world. That means he loves everyone equally. Listen, everyone is equally guilty. We are all sinners, no matter what color our skin is, no matter what language we speak. It doesn't matter what side of the tracks you were born on. We are all sinners in need of salvation. Romans 3:22 says, "For there is no difference." That is, no difference between Jew and Gentile. No difference, for all have sinned, the Bible says, and come short of the glory of God. That's Romans 3:23. So what's the answer to the question? Why does the Apostle Paul say the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and also to the Greek? Why does he say to the Jew first? Well, here in Romans chapter 9, verses 1 through 5, I think Paul answers that question. He makes three distinct points, and I think those three points provide an answer to the question of why the gospel goes to the Jew first. We talked about the first two of those reasons on the last program, but let me give them to you again just in case you weren't with us. Reason number one is that God wants us to know that his people Israel need to be saved. Paul says here in Romans 9 that he is grieved in his heart because his fellow Israelites are not believers in the Messiah. He says he is willing to consign himself to hell if it would bring Israel to faith in Yeshua the Messiah. Romans 9:3. Paul's words would not make any sense if it were not true that Jewish people, just like Gentiles, are lost and in need of salvation. So that's the first reason God wants the gospel to go to the Jewish people first, because it's an affirmation that the gospel is for everyone, including the Jewish people. It's a repudiation of two covenant theories or dual covenant ideologies that say the gospel is only for the Gentiles. They tell me that over in Europe, and especially in England, many of the mainline churches and denominations no longer believe the gospel is for the Jewish people. The Church of England used to have an agency that was dedicated to Jewish evangelism. And just a few years ago, the Archbishop of Canterbury dissolved that agency. A friend of ours in England sent us the newspaper clipping where the Archbishop of Canterbury was explaining why they no longer believe the gospel should be taken to the Jews. Basically, he said the Jewish people have their own covenant, that they should be left alone, that they don't need the gospel. So this two covenant business is not just a problem in our country, it's everywhere. And when we make it a priority to take the gospel to the Jew first, we are affirming that the Jewish people, just like the Gentiles, are lost without the Messiah and in need of salvation. That's reason number one. Then reason number two is that God wants us to know he has not forgotten his people Israel. He says here in Romans 9:4 that they are, present tense, they are Israelites. Israel is the covenant name for the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, according to Genesis 32:28. So when Paul says they are Israelites or Israelites, he is assuming the nation continues to be in a covenant relationship with God. However, and listen to this, the basis of Israel's relationship to God is not the conditional Sinai covenant, or what we sometimes call the Torah, but rather the basis of Israel's relationship to God is the unconditional Abrahamic covenant, which was a covenant of grace. In fact, two chapters later, in Romans chapter 11, Paul makes it very clear when he says, "The gifts and calling of God are without repentance," or literally, "The gifts and calling of God are irrevocable," Romans 11:29. Since Paul is discussing Israel in this section of Romans, that is Romans 11, verses 26 through 36, since the topic is Israel, his meaning is clear. God has never revoked his calling of the Jewish people. Now, have they suffered divine judgments? Yes, of course they have. Many judgments, in fact. Were they set aside for a period of time while God offered the gospel to the Gentiles? Certainly they were. Paul calls it the fullness of the Gentiles in Romans 11:25, that period during which Israel is set aside temporarily so God can call out his people from among the Gentiles. So yes, They've suffered judgments. And yes, they were set aside temporarily. But has God rejected the Jewish nation permanently? Absolutely not. If you're following along in your Bible, turn with me to Romans chapter 11, verse 1. I just love to teach on this subject because the anti-Semites hate it. We get mail from these nutcake meshuggahs like the Aryan nations and white supremacy groups and even black supremacist groups. In fact, I just got an email from a guy who teaches that Adam and Eve were black and Moses was black, Jesus was black. They say the black people are the true Jews who are destined to rule the world, and the rest of us are going to be like slaves to our black masters. So it's sort of the antithesis of white supremacy. This is black supremacy. And I suppose if you look hard enough, you could find a group somewhere that believes the Asian races are destined to rule the world. And yes, there are some extremist Jewish groups, small groups who teach that the Jewish people are superior to other people. So every group has its lunatic fringe. But I just love to teach on Romans 9, 10, and 11 because you've got all these anti-Semitic groups out there who say, God is finished with the Jewish people. They're all washed up. And I mean, some of these people are just livid. Almost like foaming at the mouth, like a rabid dog. They are so vehement. But do you know what? They can't argue with Scripture. And here it is, Romans 11, 1. Look at it. If you have your Bible open, look at it. Here's what it says. I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid! For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people whom he foreknew. That's Romans 11 verses 1 and 2. When we take the gospel to the Jewish people first, we are affirming that God is not finished with Israel. And it's true, he's not. The Bible says that once the full number of elect Gentiles has been added to the body of Christ, the body of Messiah, that is the true church, then all Israel shall be saved, according to Romans 11, 26. So that's the second reason he tells us to take the gospel to the Jew first, because he wants us to know that he's not finished with national Israel. Wow, I just realized I'm out of time already, and I never even got to reason number three, so it'll have to wait until next time. Until then, this is your friend Gary Hedrick saying, God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gary, and thank you, listening friend, for tuning in today. It's always good to have you with us, whether you're listening from home, at work, or in your car. By the way, if you found today's program helpful, you'll be glad to know that the entire series is available on one convenient CD. The title is simply, Our Debt to the Jewish People, and it's yours for a gift of just $6 or more to Messianic Perspectives. Just visit our secure online store at messianicspecialties.com to place your order. If you would prefer to order by mail, just address your request to Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. To order by phone, use our toll-free order line from the U.S. The number is 1-800-926-5397. Even if you're one of our regular listeners, you still may not know that we're much more than just a radio program. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries, one of the largest missionary organizations in the world. We currently have missionary families serving the Lord all over the world, including the United States, Canada, South America, England, France, and of course, Israel. So when you write, consider helping us with a gift above the suggested amount. We'd be very grateful. And as always, when you're in touch with us, please mention the call letters of this station. If you're listening to our webcast or podcast, we need to know that too. I'm Liz Aiello. Join us next time, won't you, as Dr. Gary Hedrick continues his series on Our Debt to the Jewish People, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries of San Antonio, Texas, and is made possible on this station by the free will contributions of our listeners in this area.